Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob, let's get into it. Big game. It was a good weekend. Good weekend of football. Buffalo, Baltimore. We'll get into that later.
Not your but that's another story.
We'll, my picks. We don't have to talk about that. We will visit those Friday, unfortunately. Yes. But probably the big game, everybody, or I Buffalo, Baltimore certainly.
No, that was definitely, yeah, that was
yeah, good. Yeah, but these were the two biggest games. Kansas City and Tampa Bay Sunday night. And Rob, the final score was 41-31, but it wasn't that close. It wasn't an absolute rout, you know what I mean? But Kansas City was in control, and it was probably more like a 2-touchdown game rather than a 10-point game like the final score says. But Rob, look, both quarterbacks were great.
I don't know. I downgraded Tom Brady because after they were down a couple of scores, you know. I mean, they were down. I don't think that game was really close. I really don't. And I'm not knocking him for trying to score and putting up 50 passes or whatever he had to do.
Right.
But Mahomes outplayed him. I thought Brady's stuff was, you know what I mean? Like, just.
I thought Brady was good. I thought Brady was surgical. Like, I mean, you could see. And to me, it's like I said, Rob, he got back Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. And to me, you saw the difference. He hasn't looked that good when Godwin just got back and Evans, you know, missed the one game because of suspension. And having good receivers, I thought he played well. But Mahomes, to your point, Mahomes was incredible. And Rob, to me, and you know I've said this, I haven't wavered off this, that was an example of why, in my book, I've been saying for years now that he's the best quarterback in the NFL. And Lamar is great and certainly is the best runner. Josh Allen is great. And I think clearly the best combination of running and passing right now. But Mahomes, the stuff he does, like Rob, what he did on that play when he kind of flicked it to Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the end zone for the 2-yard touchdown pass. First of all, to avoid the sack, put on a spin move. Like, Allen and Lamar could do that and run. I don't see them necessarily doing it and finishing it like he did. And I think, Robin, we talked about this a lot last year because he was obviously having his struggles, relatively speaking, I'd say. And I felt like and said he could end up being better for this because he was learning as teams were going cover two and he couldn't just, you know, they weren't going for the big passes all the time. He had to learn to take what the defense gave him. He had to learn to throw underneath and settle for that. And I think now that he's done that and still obviously can make the big play, again, to me, it was just an example of why he's the best quarterback in the league. And Rob, last night, the 7th time he faced the number one scoring defense in his career, he's 6-1 and has scored 27-plus points in 5 of the 7 games, got 18 touchdowns against those number one defenses. And remember, this is the defense that held Dak Prescott to 3 points and held Aaron Rodgers to 14 points. So he went out there and at halftime had 28 points. So, yeah, I thought it was, to me, that's what I got out of last night.
Yeah, I mean, he played well, but we have seen him even this year scuffle as well. It hasn't been like he's always locked in or always without question no matter what's going on or whatnot. It was just a couple weeks ago people were saying that he looked different without having, you know, everybody having all the receivers. I just forgot his name.
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill, right? It was just they lost to the Colts. People were like, it doesn't look the same to me, you know, without Tyreek. But against Tampa Bay, he was able to do a lot and was able to have his way with them. And yes, Tampa Bay's defense coming in had played pretty well. And I think they had only given up an average of 9 points. I think something like that. It was something crazy because I know Dallas only had 3.
Yeah, it was. Dallas had 3. The Packers had 14. And somebody had 10 before that. Yeah,
and the Saints
beat,
only had 20
Saints,
to 10.
20 to 10. So you're right.
So it was like 9 points. So yeah, I mean, I think we'll have to watch this whole season and see where he finishes up. And if there's any you know, bumps in the road or lulls that we have seen, I don't have the exact numbers in me, but there are a couple of – he had that great first game in this game. 2 of his 4 games have really been great. And then there are a couple others that were okay, not as great. And I think Patrick Mahomes has still upside because he's a young guy.
Right.
But we'll see. I think it's funny how – the quarterback MVP has bounced around as it usually does, Chris, early on, right? Because we saw Josh Allen look like against the Rams, right? Oh, my God, how are you going to stop him if you looked at the first 2 games? And now he looks pretty pedestrian, doesn't he, the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think, Rob, it's probably a function of today's sports landscape. You know, I mean, we talk about it all the time. You know, when you and I were coming up in sports writing, you didn't, and certainly before then, you didn't have daily debates at shows on talking about this, right? And you on TV or radio, not national ones. You had local radio for the most part. But now we talk about this stuff so much, and I think it's just a, you know, it almost is like you need something to talk about. So people bring up, you know, they talking about whoever did the best thing last is like, some people throw that out as the best guy. It's like we call a prisoner of the moment. And I don't think that the, like I said, I've stayed steady with Mahomes. Has he always performed the best? No. And, you know, you're going to have ups and downs. Every quarterback, you know, or position player, period, has a bad or mediocre game here or there. But I just don't think, like you said, we jump around with who's the best quarterback. It changes every month, you know? And, but, you know, that's how it is when you got a lot of talent in the league. You know, think about the Brady era. Obviously, there were times people would definitely say Peyton Manning was the best quarterback, or maybe Brett Favre, or maybe Aaron Rodgers, or maybe Tom Brady. You know what I mean? It's like even as most people recognize Brady as the GOAT, there's no way for the full 20 years or whatever.
Nah, not even close.
You know what I mean? I mean, the majority of those years, people probably weren't saying he was the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah. Keeping I'd say for real, more than, you know, half of his career.
Oh, yeah.
People looked
absolutely
at other people.
The first half, they didn't. I think the first time people probably started saying it, Rob, was when Moss went there.
Yeah, probably that woke up some people, I should say, Chris.
Yeah.
Because prior to that, it was pretty pedestrian. Like, he played well.
Right.
But it wasn't like,
oh,
wow.
He was a glorified game manager.
Right. He really was.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Rob, we brought it up with Seth Joyner, and that's where we're going to get into this hour. We mentioned great game between Baltimore and Buffalo yesterday. Buffalo ends up winning at Baltimore 23-20. They were down 20-3, Rob. Second big lead of 17 or more points that the Ravens have blown this season.
If I'm Lamar, I mean, like, they get out to these big leads, Chris. Ridiculous. And that loss to the Dolphins, remember how ridiculous that was? They could be 4-0
in that. Yep, yep. But they got some issues. If you can get the big lead, and I get it, teams will make a run, and these are good teams.
Right, but
Miami and Buffalo. But you can't blow Buffalo,
at home?
Right.
Both games have been at home, Chris.
I think that's the fifth. Rob G, was that the fifth straight loss at home?
I mean, that's ridiculous.
For Baltimore?
For a good team like that.
Yeah. Nah, it's a problem. It is a problem. And Rob, it could have turned out differently. And obviously a lot of things went wrong. Lamar didn't have a great game. The defense.
Costly interception, right?
Yep.
Cost them.
Yep. The defense obviously, you know, couldn't hold the lead. But it was 20-all, Rob. And the Ravens had the ball at the 2-yard line, first and goal fourth and goal at this point at the Buffalo 2-yard line.
Right.
They go for it. Instead of, you kick the field goal.
Chris, there were 4 minutes and 15 seconds left. Plenty of football, but you force Buffalo to have to come down and force them to, try to, there's plenty of time. I mean, and if you could get a stop, then you get the ball back. But the idea to give up points and take a chance on a fourth down and then give them the ball back, right, with because I think that's where the interception came in, right? Is that
the interception? Lamar threw an interception. So instead of getting the ball at the 2-yard line after stopping them, Buffalo got it at the 25.
Right.
And so that, you know, made a difference too. But here's what John Harbaugh said, Rob, after the loss and how he explained his decision.
John, were you trying to let them score at the end to get the ball back?
Yes. If you look at it analytically, I understand why we did it. And then the worst thing, the other thing, you think you're going to get the ball at the 2-yard line. So I'm very confident in our defense. Defense's ability to stop them down there with the ball in the 2-yard line. So we got them backed up. If we don't get it, didn't turn out that way, unfortunately, and we lost the game. So
I don't buy that at all.
Quickly, isn't it interesting that he said the analytically, I understand why we did it. Like, I mean, ultimately, it's got to be his call. But you know what I mean? Almost like...
like if it's somebody else from upstairs who told him, like, this is what we should do here. And here's the other thing where he talks about Chris, well, backed up at the two. Not if you're throwing the ball in the end zone.
Right. I mean, if it's picked off, obviously. It's no
guarantee. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you run and get stopped, then they got to start, go drive 99 yards.
Yep. Yep.
Right?
I mean, that's a great point.
Come on. And that's not automatic. Right? It's not automatic that they're going to get it at the two. I just don't understand that. Not when you throw the ball that close, Chris, there's a chance of it being picked off because the spacing, there's no spacing there. There's just
it's
not.
Tough. Tip that's balls. Why it's that's tough why, to score in the red zone.
Yes, and that's why a lot of interceptions happen in the end zone like that, that close. Because somebody will tip it. There's nowhere. It's not like a regular where the end zone is open. We've
like
seen
the
it.
Canadian Football League used to be like a 25 yard.
Right. You got plenty of space to run around for 10 minutes in there.
But Rob, Mark Schlereth joined us on First Things First as we talked about this topic. And he minced no words. Here's what he said.
Analytics are stupid, right? I mean, it's made by a bunch of guys that are math nerds who have never actually played before. That, I mean, it's the dumbest thing that it drives me nuts. So I'm going to let somebody. So here's one of the coach told me this. The analytics department comes down and says to us, hey, listen, man, we're averaging a yard per carry more when we run to the left than we do to the right. So this week we should run to the left 72% of the time versus, Here's what happened. The coach goes, hey, Aaron Donald lands up on that side. Aaron Donald lines up on that side. Get the hell out of here, right? Like, what do you know?
Rob, that was me clapping, if you didn't know. Bravo. And look, I agree with Seth in that analytics are a, you know, they every depart, every team should have an analytics department.
We're not against analytics, but it can't be ridiculous.
It's just part of the equation. It is not, it should not be the end all be all. And that's what it's becoming, Rob.
You remember we talked about it before when the Dodgers played the Red Sox. You remember that?
Yep.
And they took all their
World Series.
They took out all their hitters.
Yes.
In a small ballpark, home run hitters didn't play. Like
because they were facing a left-handed pitcher.
Right. We don't care.
It was, Rob, can you imagine, and I'm not saying some things haven't progressed and we haven't learned some things. Can you imagine the 70s or 80s? You taking out, you know, the big red machine, taking out George Foster and Johnny Bench.
Right.
And,
wait a minute. There's a right-hander or Joe Morgan. Right. We can't play you today, Joe, because lefty's going, what? So I don't care who's pitching. Is he throwing strikes?
Right. And that's what, Rob, we always say, and this goes for any of the sports, the three major sports we're talking about. Analytics is good mathematical stuff. But, Rob, it can't measure heart. It can't measure who's cold-blooded under pressure and who shrinks under pressure. It can't measure team chemistry, any of the human element. And, Rob, that's what comes into play in these things, the human element.
Right, and you just can't. It does make a difference. So I think that analytics have been overused, overdone. Go the obvious. Take the field goal in that situation. Or you know, we've seen Staley a couple times. Chris, stop with the going forward in your own zone. You know, like, it doesn't make sense.
Right.
Punt
right.
the ball. You got a punter. Have them pin the other team back. The reason you got a punter.
And John Harbaugh, Rob, and this to me just made it even worse. And I'll get into Marcus Peters as I explain this. He has done this time and time again. And I know it's worked here and there.
He's
on
cost him a game. I remember, was it last year he did it? He cost
last
him a game.
Last year he cost him possibly two games. Yeah. They would have went to overtime. But first it was the Steelers.
I remember
they're down
that.
20.
We talked
they
about that.
They pulled within one, right? We did talk about it because it was a huge story then. They down 20-19 after they scored with 12 seconds left. All you got to do is kick the extra point, You just scored, so you think you'd have momentum.
Right.
And you're going to overtime. Instead, he goes for two. They don't get it. They lose. A month later, Rob, Green Bay. You might remember.
I remember that game.
Yep. They pulled within 31-30 with like 40 seconds left, something like that. And same thing. Instead of kicking the extra point, goes for two. They lose. Now, Rob, one of those games may have cost them the playoffs. And then even this year in the loss to Miami, when they blew the 21-point lead we talked about, they were up 35-21 with 9 minutes left. They got a fourth and one or two at Miami at the 40-yard line near midfield.
Yep.
They go for it, don't get it. Miami gets the ball back with a short field,
yeah,
and they score, and they're now they're within seven, and we know what happened. Miami
punt
comes back
the ball,
to win.
Right. Punt
absolutely.
The ball.
So John Harbaugh's been burned time and time again. And Rob, I think, I don't know for a fact, I don't know if Rob G, if it's been reported recently, let us know, because it wasn't out earlier. I think that's what Marcus Peters was tripping about. I think he was like, Duke, we do this all the time.
Right.
I mean, we keep doing this mess, and we keep losing.
Yeah, it wasn't reported, Chris, but most people do believe that that is what triggered him, is that this has happened a few times, time and again, and it cost him. And coaching, you know, a lot of it is academic and pretty even, and I don't have a chance. Every once in a while, Chris, you got a real hot feeling or hunch. You know what I mean? Every show, well, I could buy that. But some of this stuff is just simple, and
right,
you're trying to be too cute. Just take the field goal. You're leading in the game. You're leading.
Right.
Is that a? There's no guarantee they're going to automatically march down
right
and get a touchdown. Since when?
Well, Rob, right? they had held Buffalo to 20 points.
Right. Buffalo struggled.
They held them to 10 points in the second half. I mean, they were struggling. Josh Allen wasn't running roughshod over them.
No.
And you said you believed in your defense. Then believe your defense to at least hold them to a field goal.
Right. And even then, the score is tied, right?
Yep.
If you can stop them from scoring a touchdown. And
yep,
4 minutes and 15 seconds is a long time in the NFL
that
with
is
your timeout.
You could have got the ball back.
So you could have got the ball back easily if you got a stop. And my thing was, you know, oh, well, I trust my defense and they were going to get the ball. At worst case, they were going to be at the two. Not throwing it. Not throwing it.
Well, and that Shayworth brought that up on the show, Rob, that they didn't only throw it, they went shotgun, and I believe it was Lamar was the only one in the backfield.
That's crazy.
So it was an obvious throwing, unless Lamar was going to run.
So empty? And was, nothing. He didn't roll out. Right.
Shotgun.
He didn't roll out. He didn't do anything. Just
yep.
Which makes no sense at the two. At
no.
least give me a threat.
We talked about that with Russell Wilson on the opening night, or, you know, first week of the season. Why are you in shotgun? And a lot of teams are doing it now. But to me, Rob, if you get under center, you give yourself more options. And Schlaver's made a great point. He said, look, defenses are guessing at the goal line.
They are. They have no idea, Chris.
Right. That's why you see sometimes like a guy's wide open.
He walks in. Right.
Yeah,
and then the other time they guess and they nail you at the line.
Yep.
You're trying to run it in. I mean, it's hot or cold. And
yep,
that's why I always like play action at the, like, down there,
right,
where a tight end is there. And Chris, he makes some contact and then goes the other way. He's wide open if
yep
you play action. I don't know yep why they don't do play action down there.
Nah, man, you if you're under center, you got a quarterback
and Lamar is a threat down there. So
right,
why is he doing a straight back, straight
empty gun?
Empty? Yeah, that doesn't make
yep
any sense.
Nah, it was just... And that's why, Rob, and I haven't looked at all the actual games they've lost. I believe it's five straight at home. But some of these things we're talking about may factor into that stuff. Just some bad decisions, you know? And the thing is, man, and again, going back to Peters, Rob, these players are like, dude, we work too hard.
And that team is
lose on stuff like this. Like, if you lose, right? I mean, as far as they just beat us, they marched down. We took a 3-point lead. They marched down and scored a touchdown. I think a player can kind of live with that. But if you just, you know, you make a decision and leave points on the board because of science, analytics, I think that upsets players.
And Chris, that you're right. They have lost five straight at home. Four of the five losses by 3 points or less. So they're losing close games at home. They're not getting blown out.
Right. So they need to rethink some things. They really, Rob, that division is tight this year, and Cleveland's better than we thought, even without Deshaun, right? They're you know, hanging in there. They could be 4-0 or should be 3-1 for sure. So that division's going to be tight, Rob, and you can't afford to give away games.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. and there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Baker Mayfield, the honeymoon is over, Rob. I mean, to say the least. This is shocking to me that we're only four games in, Rob. And Baker Mayfield, there are people that believe, and it seems like it might be true, if Sam Darnold were not hurt, he would be starting this weekend, coming up. Like, that's how down they already are in Carolina on Baker Mayfield. Rob, here's how down it is. Now, Darnold's hurt. Matt Corral, their rookie draft pick, is out for the season. And Matt Rhule, the head coach, Rob, still would not commit to Baker Mayfield starting this week. The only other guy left is P.J. Walker from what's the league? The XFL, was that what he was in?
One of those.
AAFL, whatever. Yeah,
fake
one of
leagues.
Those leagues.
Yeah, one of those. Rob,
this is look, they're 1-3. Baker's not playing well. He's not. He's throwing balls into the line of scrimmage. His passer rating is 30th in the league, I believe. His QBR, which is an ESPN metric, is the lowest since 2007. So he's not playing well. And Rob, I'm going to throw this out, and this was Rob G's take. Was it Rob G? Was it your take? Yeah, it was Rob G's take on Strictly Fire with Jason McIntyre, which I never missed.
Straight Fire. Come on. Oh, if you're not going to listen to it, at least get the name
right. So you can tell I never miss it.
I thought the name of that show was Dumpster Fire. I'm sorry. What? I'm sorry.
Strictly Fire, Dumpster Fire. Yeah, not like that. Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. But Rob G said something interesting, Rob. And I'm going to give you my take on it, and then you can shoot. Rob G said he threw out there the notion that Baker Mayfield may not be in the NFL next year. Now, it sounds crazy, I'll admit. But I agree with Rob G in this regard. Here's my take. If this continues and he gets benched, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks from now, whenever Darnold can get back, and he sits the rest of the year. Or if it continues and they don't have anybody to replace him with and he just plays really poorly and they have a terrible record. Baker Mayfield is undoubtedly, for all his issues and flaws as a quarterback, there's no doubt he should be in the NFL next year as a backup. That he's good enough to be a backup quarterback at least in the NFL next year for sure. But Rob, Baker, it's almost to me like a Russell Westbrook thing. I don't think he has the mentality. I don't know that he would be able to accept it. Because he's already kind of getting into it a little bit with the fans in Carolina. They booed the team. And Baker says, here's what he said. I don't really care about the fact that our fans are booing or what's going on. We're going to figure it out. And when we win, it'll still be just us in the locker room, and that's really all I care about. So we're going to be just fine. Now, I get it if you feel that way because, they shouldn't be booing us. But, Rob, you don't say that. And 4 weeks in, he already may be alienating himself from the fan base. And so I think – even though I'm not that surprised that he's struggling, I still think he's good enough to be in the league. But if this season continues this way, I think his attitude, maybe the aura, remember Cam, now Cam obviously deserved that aura, but, you know, that type of aura where it could be a distraction to have a Baker as a backup, that could possibly keep him out of the league. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I just, it's too early for me to go there yet. I can't make that because people can turn things around. They're playing poorly. And when you get off to a bad start, it's not just Baker. This franchise has lost 10 of its last 11 games. So if you're a coach, you can't sit there and confirm anybody's going to have any job. And, you know, and he hasn't played well, so I'm not making an excuse for him. But, Chris, Matt Rule's in trouble.
Rule's definitely in trouble.
They lost 10 out of 11.
No doubt.
Dating back
Rule
to last year.
Rule will probably be gone if
right.
this continues. There's no doubt.
So if I'm Matt Rule, I wouldn't be promising anybody anything, right? I agree. You can't because things have really turned bad, and I don't think anybody thought they'd be one. If you were 2-2 and you won two games through four, it makes a big difference between 1-3
no,
and two.
No,
am
no.
I right, Chris?
2-2, you're in the hunt, especially
right.
this year. Where the parity seems better than ever.
It really does. I know, and you say, well, what's the difference? Just one game. But it does make a big difference on how people look at stuff. And, of course, in their slide the end of last year, people just know that they haven't been winning. And that's what people focus in on. And when that's the case, if you're not a part of the solution, Chris, you're part of the problem, and that's where they are, I think.
Well, Rob, this is – and I get it. He didn't have a choice because the Browns didn't want him back. But this is why I was saying that if I were Baker and, you know, when he was in limbo and he hadn't been traded, I thought the best thing for him would have been to go back to the Browns because their 2-2 could easily be 3-1 – if not 4-0. And Baker, if they were even, like you said, just 2-2 with Baker. Now, again, I get it. He didn't have that choice because they didn't want him back. But I thought that would have been great because he would have been getting the credit for them being 2-2 or better if they might have been better with him, better record. And he was, that's a good team, man. That roster is good. The running backs are great. They got some decent receivers. The offensive line is great. Like they're a pretty good team. And if they had him, they might even be better than they are right now with Brissett. So I thought that's why I thought that would have worked out. I kind of felt, look, you go to one of these bad teams and your team's going to be bad and you might not play very well.
And there goes the no-hitter.
And that's what's happening so far.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.